Hello.
Hey, this is Lisa, returning your call from customer care. Can I please have your zip code to help better assist you?
22193.
22193. May I have your first and last name?
Gary McLean.
You said, what's that first name again, Mr. McLean?
Gary.
Gotcha.
What?
I don't know what I thought you said, Larry. I don't know. All right, so Mr. McLean, Gary. All right, here we go, Gary. All right, so for security purposes, Mr. Gary, can you provide me with the shipping address that we have on file for you?
Yeah, 13776 Mustard Court, Woodbridge, Virginia, 22193.
Thank you so much. And I do see here last month where you ordered the wireless earbuds in white. How may I assist you?
Well, y'all keep going in my account trying to get money out of there. I want all my stuff deleted. I don't need, y'all keep going in my account for $60.
Okay.
And you're not going to get that because I closed your account. Well, I know it,
All right. I understand you're upset, Mr. Gary, but you did. Now, it's not us just going in your account. You did agree to some terms and conditions, so let me just go over them. Now, I do see here where you paid the $6.99 on the 24th. Now, it did come with some terms and conditions with those earbuds stating that it was a 14-day trial to try the earbuds. If you liked the earbuds, you would be billed a one-time charge of $60.97. Now, those terms were, if you kind of remember agreeing to being 18 years or older, clicking that checkbox before you got to the payment page, right under that paragraph were the terms and conditions, and you may have to click on that hyperlink because it was a long thing about the terms and conditions, and sometimes we don't see it. We just click on it. So it's not that the company is just going in your account, so you did agree to those charges. Now, give me just a moment. It's no problem. Now, do you have the earbuds?
Yeah, I got them.
All right. So what's going to happen is let's see what we can do. Now, I can offer you, okay. Now, I can offer you a 50% refund, just half of that cost to keep those earbuds.
No, you can have the earbuds back.
Okay. All right, no problem. All right, so that's no problem. All right, so what's going to happen is I have to issue an RMA number, and once you get those packages and that package into the mail, give us a call back, and we definitely get your account canceled. Now, we have to get that tracking number of those earbuds back before we can get you canceled out, sir.
The tracking number?
Yes, sir. Like if you put them in the mailbox, you don't have to wait on us to receive them. Just get us that tracking number where you put them in the mail to get them returned to the address, and we could go ahead and get your account canceled out. But it's going to stay open until we receive the earbuds or confirmation that the earbuds have been returned.
Boy. So what are you saying, sweetheart?
I'm saying to return the earbuds like you suggested, sir. You say you don't want them. So we definitely can get them returned. I can give you a shipping address and an RMA number to put inside that package. And once we get them back to the warehouse, or you just give us a call back with that tracking number.
You got to keep going in my account trying to get $60.
You said, say that again.
Are you still, will the company still try to go in my account and get $60 after I talk to you?
Again, your account is going to stay open until we receive the confirmation that the earbuds have been returned.
I understand that, sweetheart. My question is y'all going to keep taking $60 out of my account?
No, we're not going to take $60, keep taking $60 out of your account once the earbuds have been returned. But your account is going to stay open, meaning that, yes, them charges for that $60 is going to keep going through.
You're going to keep on charging me until you get the earbuds back.
No, okay. I get what you're saying. We're going to keep trying to recoup the charges because we're not charging you, sir, because your account said insufficient funds. So we're not charging you. We're not charging you. So
but
we're trying to get...
If it was money, it was in there, y'all would have taken it. Okay.
Okay, I get what you're saying. You're saying if we're going to try to recoup the charges, because we're not going to keep charging. It's only a one-time charge, sir. You're saying keep charging you. We're not keep charging you. We're just trying to.
Yeah, you've been in there three times. Y'all been in there three times.
Yeah, to get the end of trial charges, sir. Not just keep getting a charge like 60, 60, 60. It's only one charge that you don't have in your account. So they're going to keep trying to get it until they get it. And once they get it, they're not going to go back into your account again. So it's not keep charging you. We'll keep trying to recoup charges, sir. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all right, so are you ready for the RMA number?
Huh?
Are you ready for that RMA number to get that package return?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so give me just a moment. All right, so I have CS and Charlie, AS and Alpha.
Wait a minute, say that again?
I'm sorry, CS and Charlie, AS and Apple, C as in Chuck, E as in Eric, 266, A as in Andrew, 394, C as in Chris.
C-A-C-E, 266-A, 394-C.
Yes, sir, and you just include that inside the package. Now, let me know when you're ready for the return address.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so it's going to be addressed to Advanced Wireless Earbuds, and that's P.O. Box 500, Buffalo, New York, 14212.
Minister, I'm told we are at time. Thank you very much for your time today.
Yeah, I got it.
All right. Now, I do apologize for the inconvenience, Mr. Gary. I am a third-party representative. But
I understand that, Barry. But, I mean, you know, y'all keep trying to go in there and get it, and I'm not going to give it to you. You're not going to get it, okay? So, you know, just go into people's accounts whenever they want, and y'all want to. Y'all went in there yesterday on a Sunday, okay?
Sir, I don't think you understand. Once a bill is late, that's with anybody. They're going to keep trying to recoup the charges that you owe. It's not that they're just going into your account. That's the same with subscription.
So
if you were to sign up for Netflix and your Netflix subscription ends and it's due on a certain day, they're going to keep charging that card that you provided on file. And they're going to keep trying to charge it until they recoup the charges that you owe. So it's not that the company is trying to charge you and get anything just for free. It's something that you owe. So they're going to keep going into that account of the card that you provided until they get the charges, sir. It's not that they just keep going in it when they want to. They're going to keep going in it because it's a system. That's the same thing when you owe anybody and you provide payment information, sir. They keep trying to recoup the charges until the charges you owe get applied. That's all that's going on here that goes on with any billing service, sir. So I don't understand. It's not like the company's doing anything illegal.
I was doing something and it said a free whatever, just pay for the shipping and handling.
Okay, I understand. Okay, I definitely understand why you're upset then. Okay, I get it. You don't understand why these charges are coming when you thought that you were paying a one-time payment of $6.99.
Yeah.
I definitely get it. I apologize. I definitely get it. All right. I do have that RMA number issued. Let me see what I can do. I can definitely let me just try to send something up to escalations and let them know that, hey, you're going to refund this. I mean, you're going to return this. So do not rebill until product is returned. Let me stop. Let's see.
Okay.
Thanks,
Nation. Has a
All right, so let me just, I have to go over some things with you to make sure. Your email.
If I knew y'all was going to charge me $6, I wouldn't have done it. Okay.
I understand. Now, I do have an email of MIZUniversal@gmail.com.
Yes, that's my company.
All right, and then I have a telephone number of 202-913-8506. I'm sorry? Mm-hmm.
That's correct.
All right. All right, so what I did was, all right, what I did was we sent up a, make sure it went up before I say that. All right, so what's going to happen is they're not going to try to rebill you for those $60.97 into 7 days. So that's going to give you 7 days to get that package in the mail to give us a call back with that tracking information by that time, or just to wait till we receive it. But I advise you to just get it in the mail, get that tracking number that you returned it, give us a call back within 7 days to provide it to us, and then we'll get you canceled out. So your account is not going to get, they're not going to try to recoup those inter-trial charges for 7 days from now.
7 days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, suppose I close that account. I'm just asking you hypothetically. Suppose I close that account.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, right.
It is a prepaid card, but yeah, I guess. That, I mean, they have all your information, so if they want to send it to collections, they definitely can send it to collections. So I'm not advising you to do anything, sir, and I don't want to argue about it. I told you exactly what to do. Thank you for calling customer care. You have a great day. Bye.
Bye, bitch. I shouldn't have said that.
Definitely can't hear you.